Hi, welcome to Biz on Your Terms. I'm Lisa J. Peck, and I'm here to show you how to grow your business your way. So today, we're going to talk about when the odds stack up against you. It is well known that growing a business is not for wimps. It takes hard work, dedication, focus, and a touch of luck. Even with all that, sometimes the odds still stack up against you. There comes times in our business and in our lives where events start piling up, creating what looks like an insurmountable obstacle. So what to do when the odds are stacked against you? I like to share what I learned when the odds stacked up against me. Recently, I ventured into a move from Utah to California. I had a lot of big work engagements coming up, so I was going to make the move. I needed to do it fast in order to be available for the event I had previously committed to. Just like any big project, I set out the goal in April to move to California before July. My family and I committed to the move and put up our house for sale. We had an unusual home and thought it might take a year or two or three to sell. To everyone's surprise, including us, our home sold in 2.5 days after listing. We now had a deadline to get out of the house. We traveled back and forth to California looking for a home. We put out many offers and lost many offers. We soon learned that it is not so easy to buy a home in California. After much worry and stress, we finally secured a home that we eventually learned had a tax lien on it. We established a rental and purchase agreement with the owner, then launched into an indomitable task of packing. 10 years, 10 people, some pack racks for some family members, lots of stuff. We had just finished packing our trailers of stuff, which were on their way to California when we got the call that our house was no longer available. Despite the contacts we had in place, the house, without our knowing, had been foreclosed on. There we were, stuff halfway to California, and we had no home. Often in business, when you're on a worthy pursuit, you may run into some major challenges. I call it the universe's way of checking to see if you really want it. When you decide that you are being checked by the universe, the first step is to determine if the goal is still something you want and is going to be worth the price to get it. Sometimes what you're going after is a nice dream, but when reality strikes, it becomes apparent it is simply not worth the effort. If the goal has lost its luster,